Walk around downtown Cincinnati and you'll find statues of three presidents, William Henry Harrison, James Garfield, and Abraham Lincoln. What you won't see is a statue honoring the one president who was actually born in Cincinnati. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. There is a statue of William Howard Taft in Cincinnati, as historian Dan Hurley is quick to point out.
Most people don't know about the statue because it's tucked on the UC campus behind the current law school. But it's there. It's a substantial statue. Anything dealing with William Howard Taft has to be substantial. It's 8 feet tall.
However, this statue honors Taft as Supreme Court Justice, not President. Hurley says that's appropriate.
Taft always had wanted to be the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Taft served as Governor of the Philippines, Secretary of War, and, after his time in the White House, Chief Justice. Blogger and historian Greg Han says Taft doesn't get people excited like some other presidents.
Lincoln basically gave some speeches here. He lived here for a couple of weeks while he was working on a lawsuit. And we've got statues to Lincoln all over the place. Taft was, in many ways, important for this city and important for the country, but I don't think he's recognized the same way.
Hand notes those other presidents all died in office while Taft survived the job.
The martyrdom of Lincoln still resonates today, although Garfield does not have the same sort of legacy. The outpouring of grief when he was assassinated really charged the city. They wanted to name everything for Garfield.
Han says dying peacefully in your sleep removes some of the romance from a legacy. A dramatic death or not, Taft's efforts are seen today, locally and nationally. He pushed for the Supreme Court to have its own building. He merged two competing Cincinnati law schools, and he started the tradition of presidents throwing out the first pitch at baseball games. And prominently placed statue or not, Taft is still remembered in his hometown. Kerry Wood is Chief of Interpretation, Education, and Operations Ranger with the National Park Service. Taft's Mount Auburn House became a National Historic Site in 1964.
They honored him by, after later in life, commemorating his birth and boyhood home here. A group of teachers first had the vision and want to save this old home.
Today, there's a local brewery that plays off Taft's name and image, a county government building on 9th Street, and William Howard Taft Road, which Dan Hurley points out, ends near the site of the UC Law School.
He had graduated from the Cincinnati College of Law. Then when the University of Cincinnati is founded, he was appointed to the dean of the new law department, and then they merged the two schools.
And that's where the Chief Justice Taft statue is. Ranger Kerry Wood has a theory on why there isn't a President Taft statue.
He's a person that came at a time where statues had slowed down. I know in the 19th century, statues were big, with him being a 20th century president.
Greg Hand agrees there aren't many representational statues erected in public parks anymore. He says if there's a list of who to honor with a statue, he thinks Taft would be on it.
The thing is, since he has gone to his reward, we've had quite a number of outstanding people in Cincinnati, and I think he'd have to fight himself into the top 10.
With Cincinnati and Hamilton County now a Democratic stronghold, Dan Hurley isn't sure the political climate is right for a Taft statue.
Who's going to lead that fight to bring a statue of a past Republican president, Supreme Court justice, to downtown Cincinnati?
There is another statue of Taft on public display, but it's in South Dakota. Rapid City has statues of all past presidents. The Taft figure is leaning forward, preparing to throw a baseball. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.